In the U.S., residents of the Gulf Coast are returning to see what Ivan left of their homes. Many are finding blown-off roofs, appliances, and possessions strewn about. Ivan was moving off the mid-Atlantic coast this afternoon, but flood watches remain in effect for Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and several New England states. Heavy rains flooded the New York City subway. Towns in Tennessee and North Carolina suffered severe flood damage. Hurricane Frances had already saturated the ground there, so the drenching rains from Ivan sent many rivers up over their banks. NPR's Chris Arnold has been traveling in the region and filed this story.
Since they live at the bottom of a mountainside, the residents of Spring City, Tennessee, are used to getting a minor flood every so often that sends this river, called Piney Creek, up over its banks. But when Ivan came through, it quickly turned Little Piney Creek into a raging body of water far more dangerous than anyone in this small town here can remember. That happened about 1 o'clock in the morning. Vice Mayor Kelly Reed scrambled to help police and other officials get the word out to evacuate hundreds of homes.
Yeah, we had sirens going. We were getting out knocking on doors that we could. What was really bad was the water was rising so fast. We were really worried about being able to get to every residence.
Some people ignored evacuation orders, or they just couldn't get out fast enough, and several families were trapped by the water that rose 6 feet over flood stage in half an hour and kept rising, engulfing their homes.
You know, when I worked for the police department, I seen a lot of bad things, but I don't believe I ever seen anything as bad as what I saw last night. Some of the situations, you know, where they actually had to go in by boat and get some people out.
Down the street, in a lower-lying area, some chickens and their chicks managed to survive the flood. But just hours before, the water here was 5 feet deep and raging across these lawns with tremendous force and large standing waves. A young couple and their 5-month-old baby were sleeping in their trailer home when its foundation collapsed, sending it crashing down and flood water rushing in. The father, Tim Robinson, decided to wrap up his baby and struggle through the then waist-high water over to his mother's house 20 yards away, which was up higher and on a better foundation. One of the neighbors, Martricia Reagan, stood watching from a distance.
Well, we were screaming at him because we were afraid that he'd get swept away when he come out that door over there. So I guess Tim got terrified and he didn't want to stay over in that trailer breaking like that.
Robinson's mother, Mary Jo Hickey, wasn't home. She works nights at an auto parts factory, and when she got back to her house, things had gotten worse. Her son, his girlfriend, and the baby were now trapped in her house with the river raging around them. The flood had toppled the trailer next door, and some debris came crashing down with the current and damaged the gas line going into the house.
And you could smell the fumes all over, you know, the neighborhood. We were scared that, you know, that it would blow, you know.
You smell like gas bad.
The parents huddled with their baby in the wet and cold for hours on the small front porch of the house, caught between the gas fumes and the water. Hickey and the neighbors watched as rescuers tried to wade to the house with ropes tied around them, only to get washed downstream. Police brought in two different boats, but the current was just too strong.
I was thinking that they weren't going to make it out because, you know, they had done tried so many times to get to them and they couldn't do it. It just wasn't no way possible they could get to them. And the only thing I could think about was that, you know, they weren't going to make it. I mean, it was awful.
Finally, a boat rescue team brought in from out of state was able to make it to the front porch and brought the family to safety. And throughout the town of Spring City, rescuers were able to get to everyone who needed help. In one case, rescuers said they pulled a family from a rooftop just minutes before their home collapsed. Remarkably, there were no deaths or serious injuries in the town. But across the region, many people were not so fortunate.
You can talk to them. Okay. DTT.
Roger that.
So.
At an operations center across the mountains in Asheville, North Carolina, Emergency Services Director Jerry Vihan is overseeing rescue and recovery work.
We have had two fatalities. We had three people in a pickup truck that drove into some high water, got swept away, and we were able to rescue one, but we lost the other two.
And Vihan says a lot of people have been displaced.
We're dealing with that today. We're starting to work with people if their homes were destroyed or damaged. We still have people in shelters this morning, have about 66 people in shelters who have no home to go to, and we have road structures that are damaged and we don't know. We've got to inspect them, we've got to inspect some bridges, you know, just a whole gamut of new problems this week.
A mudslide in Macon County, North Carolina, swept 30 homes down a hillside, killing at least 4 people, and floodwaters washed out a long stretch of Interstate 40. Residents throughout the region are hoping this is the last tropical storm they'll have to deal with for a long time. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Asheville, North Carolina.